Well, good evening, or should I say good morning? It depends on your perspective right now. We are here Saturday evening to record this worship service with the impending weather. So I just wanted to let you all know that as you're watching this on Sunday morning, we greet you a good Sunday morning, and may God continue to bless you this day as you worship and as you gather together. With that, though, tonight, as we record, we do not have any worship songs, so basically you just got to put up with me, but we will have our children's message as well as our sermon. So let us just go ahead and begin right now with our children's message. Our scripture this week is out of the Gospel of Mark, once again, out of chapter 1, and out of the verses 29 through 39. And so this one particular piece for our children's message I want to relay to you has to do with where Jesus goes off and prays by himself. And, you know, one of the things I think we often forget is that, you know, when we go to sleep or when we just sit down and rest, what is that really doing for us? Well, it's helping our bodies to recover from the stress and strain of the work or any other activity that we're doing. But when we think about prayer, it's also a time of restful engagement and interaction with God. And what makes me think about part of that is our cell phones. Almost everybody has a cell phone now. And if it's not your cell phone, you might have a cordless telephone at home. And the thing is, when the battery on this phone goes down, it has to be recharged. Well, that's like us. We have to get recharged. And the only way to do that is to get with God in prayer, to have that moment alone with Him, to talk, to share. And the other thing is this. It's a conversation with your very best friend. Think about that for a moment. If you have a special friend at school or even a family member that you just always talk to and you share things with, God is that special friend. And when we get together with God, we're recharging our batteries. So remember, when you're starting to feel tired and you're starting to feel like everything's crashing in around you, get alone with God for a little bit and recharge those batteries. So that's our children's message for today. Now, one of the things that I've learned, if you notice that I'm kind of readjusting my mask here a little bit, when it gets underneath my chin, it starts to pull away from my nose. So, again, our scripture today is out of Mark chapter 1, and I'll be reading to you verses 29 through 39. Now, of course, we won't be able to do this responsively, but again, Mark chapter 1, 29 through 39. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, certainly Peter and Andrew have been with Jesus for this short period of time, but you can see, or you have to imagine, that the beginnings of faith in Jesus were starting to grow at this point. Here they were, and they just came out of the synagogue. There at the synagogue, if you remember the scripture last week, A man who was demon-possessed came up and Jesus drove out that demon from him. And so now, after the synagogue, they're heading over to Peter's house and Andrew's house. And again, all of the things that they have just seen, the things they've just heard, have to be going around inside of their minds. The casting out of that demon had to give them a clue, certainly, that something very special, more than just a rabbi, was in their presence. Now, they were leaving the synagogue for the main meal. And kind of like for when we leave Sunday worship, what do? We might have had a lunch planned at home, and so we go home and we're preparing for that lunch. But when they get there, Peter's mother-in-law is in bed and she's sick. She has a fever. She's lying down. But what we see Jesus do is something that is very natural for him. It is that unique quality of a healer. He notices that there is someone in distress, and he knows exactly what to do in order to help that person to be whole. He truly cared about her. And that's one of the beautiful things that we see about Jesus. In any of the interactions that he has, even when he speaks to the centurion who came to him that one time and asked for his servant to be healed, you can see Jesus' concern, that concern of the healer, made bare right in front of them. He was interested that they would be made whole, and he knew he had everything necessary to make that happen. And so what did Jesus do? It's a very simple expression, but he takes her by the hand. Have you ever noticed that the simple touch of one person to another has a very unique healing quality to it? It's very special. And it's something that we see with Jesus, is that he puts his hand, he's willing to touch those who are sick. I know that the scripture coming up, or the scripture that follows this, has to do with Jesus healing a leper. And you know, one of the things about lepers is that they had to announce their presence to everyone around them. They had to yell, "Unclean, unclean." And they had to remain 150 feet at least. Talk about your social distancing. They had to maintain that distance between themselves and the people that were well. But the leper comes up to Jesus and says to him, "Lord, if you are able, you can make me clean." The image I get is Jesus getting right down in the dirt with him, willing to take his hand and saying to him, "I am willing. Be made clean." The beauty of the simple gesture of taking her hand. And then all he said or did was just help her to get up. When we think about the love that is expressed through Jesus Christ, it's always about helping to raise us up. Then once we see that event take place, once we know that the fever's left her and she's got back on her feet, the mother-in-law of Peter gives us a reminder of what our response should be. Now, again, this is probably the elder woman of the house, and she's so used to doing this, it probably never even, you know, dawned her that she was doing something as a response. But for us, it is a reminder that the response to Jesus bringing teaching and healing and showing us God's grace is to respond with service. It is our beautiful reaction to God's action. And so she gets up and she humbly, sincerely, and honestly serves. For us, again, it is a reminder that as we go through our daily lives, we must remember that our opportunity to serve is the expression and admiration and thankfulness to everything that God has done through us, through Jesus Christ. Now, the word is beginning to spread quickly around town. Everybody's had to know that this demon had been driven out of that man. But we get to see now a glimpse of the effect of the law on people's lives. Remember last week I talked about, we talked about how the Pharisees would use the authority of the law to keep people suppressed. Well, we have to imagine here, what it says is that they came after sunset. They came right at dusk. Why is that? The Sabbath day ended at sundown. And so for them, they could then start doing the things that they would want to do. And what we also have to remember is that work was not to be done on the Sabbath. Now again, the law would state, or I should say rather, the Pharisees and Sadducees would dictate what work really looked like. How many miles you could walk in a day. How much food you could actually carry. So they came after sunset. But the law would have restricted them. And they see now the opportunity to come and to meet Jesus. Not only that, it shows their determination to bring those who are sick and in need of healing. It shows their need to be able to come and to hear and to receive a word like none other they had heard before. In fact, probably more often than not, they were told that nothing could be done for them. And they came in the darkness in order to get a glimpse of the light that was now entered into the world. And so we see that the law would have restricted, but now the opportunity has been made available to them. And then after all of these things are done, Jesus' desire then is to go and to do more. Jesus had that desire to take what he was coming to proclaim to other places. Jesus was not going to stay in one spot. Love is not something that stays in one spot. Love is something that is expressed. Love is something that is shared. And so Jesus is taking that out into those other places. And as others were trying to keep him locked up, so to say, in that one place, Jesus knew he had to take that gospel wherever he could go. Now the thing for us is we need to remember that the law still has a purpose. Though we see love and we err to grace and to love, that's what we're called to do. At the same time, there is a purpose for the law. And as Paul says, it helps us to give guidance to the things that we need to know and understand. But if we're not careful, then what we will fall into is that same thing that the scribes and Pharisees did, and that was to use it to take control and to constrict. The love of the law will often hinder the taking of the gospel to others. Think about that for a moment. The love of law will hinder taking the gospel to other people. Because oftentimes we will get to that point where we say someone isn't worthy, or that they're not paying attention and they don't deserve it. Law would say that. But the law of love does all that it can in order to break down all of the borders, all of the walls that would impede and hinder the sharing and the expression of the gospel. To where the people couldn't come at one particular time, now, we who are called by Christ are able to go to places we never would have imagined before, especially what the early disciples and apostles could imagine. Now, again, the next day, we see Jesus, and we see this several times throughout the gospel. Jesus gets up by himself and he goes off to pray. Peter and then the others go out and search for him. And upon finding him, I love that expression. Everyone is looking for you. Makes me think about this particular phrase that's used in a movie that I enjoy. It's called, "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
And that particular line that is used, they say, they must be looking for answers. Now, you have to understand that, oh, brother, where art thou? The setting for that is during the Depression. And so that meaning is that people are they're searching for answers to try and figure out how to get better or have more of what they need to be able to overcome their hurt and their struggling, not just to make ends meet and survive. And for us today, we could still say that very same thing. People are looking for answers. And in this world where people are looking for answers, we who are calling ourselves and proclaiming that we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we know what the answer is. And it begins with the love of Christ and the grace that is shown through Him. People are looking for something. They're looking for someone. And we are the ones who are called by Christ's name, are the ones who can show them and help them to know Jesus. My prayer for you is that you will continue to let the law of love move you to take Jesus, the love of Jesus, and God's grace with you wherever and whenever you have opportunity to share it. Amen and amen. Now, of course, since we are taping this on Saturday evening, we don't have our regular offerings being taken today during the day. But let us go ahead and have our blessing for offerings. And also, too, we'll mention our prayers. But let us go to the Lord. Holy God, we just give you thanks and praise. Once again, no one can outgive what you have given to us. And so as we bring our portions back unto you, our tithes and our offerings, we pray that it truly will be the expression of love that will help reach and touch others. Lord God, we just thank you for every gift. We thank you for every opportunity to serve you and to serve in this community. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we also want to lift up any prayers for those who are in need of healing, for situations that we need to be aware of. So as I'm praying, I just ask you and invite you to go ahead and just lift up the names of those individuals or whatever situation it may be that is needing of prayer today. So again, let's go to God. Lord God, you are the great healer. You who knit us together in our mother's womb know every need before we can even ask. You know what healing needs to take place before a doctor is even consulted. And you also know that so many times we fail to come to you and ask. We will pray more for others than sometimes even ourselves. So, Lord God, we just come to you for whatever our situations may be. And we pray, Lord, you'll show us the direction we need to take in response to them. And Lord, for those persons who are on our heart, we lift them up to you now. And as you touch them, we pray, Lord, that healing and strength will come, comfort and peace of mind and heart. And through all these things, Lord, may you be glorified, and may the name of your Son, our Savior, continue to be lifted up. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. A couple things to be mindful of. Again, I'll remind you that the worship committee discussed Ash Wednesday, which is not that far away. February 17th is Ash Wednesday. So you do have two times available to come by and to have the disposition of ashes for you. That would be on, again, the 17th from 12 to 1, and then again from 5:30 to 6:30 here at the church. Also remember, as a part of that, continued support for the Green Hanger Project. and the Food Pantry Diaper Drive. So if you have opportunity, there are needs of diapers, especially size 4 and 5 are most needed. Of course, any size is welcomed. Baby wipes, shampoo and conditioner, body wash, and other toiletries and things like that, again, are also appreciated. Also, too, again, for the Green Hanger Project, they also need new socks, undergarments, and personal care products. Those things definitely are in much need for the folks that are being served. Last thing that I will mention to you is that Communion Sunday will be next Sunday, February 14th. Pastor Susan will be back, and hopefully we won't have to worry about weather impeding or hindering service next Sunday, but Communion Sunday will be next Sunday, and so I hope you are available and able to come and partake of that. So with that, those are the announcements that I know of, and so again, I just pray that you all will stay safe. Hopefully the weather will not be too difficult tomorrow, but as you get out there to shovel your driveways and so forth, be careful, be safe. And, of course, also a reminder that tomorrow evening is one of our great national holidays, Super Bowl Sunday. So if you've already gotten everything prepared for Super Bowl Sunday, use it also as an opportunity maybe to figure out a new ministry or some sort of mission that you might want to get involved in. So with that, I thank you all, Bethany United Methodist Church, for these 4 Sundays that I've been able to be with you. And my prayer is that you'll continue to grow in your service in this community and to one another. And blessings upon Pastor Susan and her ministry here and your ministry together. So with that, let us all go now in the name of God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to serve, to take love and grace into the world, to a world that is searching for answers. And let not the law hinder, but allow us to go forth and do these things in God's holy name. Amen and amen. Peace and blessings to you all.